So it's good timing for this campaign, which it's been going on for a little while, this Downtown is on Fire campaign, but perfect timing now as OneSpark gets ready to start up.
Yeah, no doubt. We actually started about 3 years ago. Business leaders got together, and we thought it was important to market downtown. There's a lot going on downtown, and OneSpark is just one example of what we're trying to do in terms of bring people downtown, experience downtown. And we think when we do that, you get over a lot of the misperceptions that downtown's not safe, parking is difficult. And so that's really OneSpark ties in very well with what we're looking to do.
We saw a lot of foot traffic last year, record numbers of people riding the Skyway. How hopeful are you we might even break those records this time?
Well, I think that we will. Just if you look in the community, people talking about OneSpark, about coming down. And to me, that's what it's all about, is density downtown. When you have density, when you have people downtown, it's a great experience.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of the campaigns to get people to support downtown shops and businesses. The hashtag is ShopDTJax or just DTJax on Twitter. There's even a smoke IPA by Intuition Aleworks that is only available in downtown Jacksonville. Lots of ideas out there.
Yeah, obviously we're trying to drive traffic downtown. We want to keep the institutions that we have, the restaurants, the entertainment facilities, keep them busy as economic development begins to happen downtown. And once again, it goes back to density. If we can get people visiting downtown, keep those businesses open, eventually leads to jobs and economic development.
And do you see perceptions changing with this festival? That you were saying it's tough to overcome negative perceptions, but how do you see the attitudes shifting?
What was interesting is the Downtown Marketing Collaborative did a survey because we wanted to measure our results. If we're going to go out and begin an awareness campaign, we want to know we're being effective. And we had seen the first survey that we did, about 4,000 people responded, and perception of downtown is safe and that parking is easy was in the low 30s. And our goal this year was to try to raise that by about 5%. We're in the midst of our survey right now, and we're seeing that we were able to move that needle a little bit.
Pretty so good news.
It is good news, but once again, it's not that you can do a campaign to say, oh, it is safe, but it was about get people to come downtown, experience it, and those perceptions will go away.
Yeah. Well, lots to talk about when it comes to this festival, but for you personally, when you walk around, what are you seeing and taking in that you feel has made the biggest impact?
I think it's the number of people downtown and the diversity of the crowd.